Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sharon. Welcome to the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me today here on the show. I'm just so delighted that you are here. And I say it all the time, to all my faithful listeners, you've been with me since day one. Oh, wow. Since day one. Oh, I just love you. Thank you so much. And for those who may be new, I just want to say welcome. Welcome to the Marketing Pulpit, where our mission is to build strong businesses so that we can put people to work. How do we do that? Well, we just do our best to bring you great topics, good information that we think you might like. But not only that we think you might like, but that we think would help you to be productive. And also help you to be successful. You know, my dad used to say, if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. Well, you know what? I have literally taken that to heart, and I hope you will too. We try to bring information about branding, pricing, media, accounting, business development. And you know what? We also share information about relationships on this show because, you know, we have to be relational. So we do that as well. But most of all, we hope that we bring you information that is going to enlighten you, inform you, and entertain you. That's what we try to do. And if you have a question or comment, don't hesitate to dial in. Oh, I love hearing from our listeners. I really do. So if you want to call in, 215-383-3872, just push option 1, and you will be put into the queue. You will be put into the queue for questions. Well, I want to dive into my topic today. I'm excited about this topic, and it's something that at some point perhaps we all have dealt with, or will deal with. That's right. You either have dealt with it, you are dealing with it, or you will deal with it. And when I come back from this break, I'm going to tell you what that topic is all about right here on the Marketing Pulpit. This is Sharon.
Gatewood Marketing is a company that can take you from your small beginnings to your moderate business operation on into websites and marketing, everything. So I thank the Lord for Robert and Gatewood Marketing.
Hi, everybody. I just want to thank you so much, for joining us here today on the Marketing Pulpit. And I told you when we came back from the break, I was going to introduce the topic. But also, I want to share with you about my co-host, Dr. Ira Lake. He and I talked on yesterday, and we got him busy. But not only do we have him busy, but he's also doing mediation, and he's involved in quite a few things right now. We're doing our best to get him and keep him on the road. So when he's busy, I'm busy behind the scenes as well. So I just want to thank you so much. And keep him in your thoughts and prayers, because we want him to be successful. We want him to be happy, enjoy what he's doing. And he misses talking to you all, and he's, of course, going to try to be here today he really is, but sometimes you just can't get out of court. You can't get out of mediation. He's had a lot of that. So keep them in your thoughts today. My topic that I want to share with you is what is stopping you from achieving your dream? What is stopping you from achieving your dream? Now, notice I didn't say goals. I didn't say anything about goals. I said your dreams. You may just have one dream. You may have several dreams. But what's really stopping you from achieving your dream? And you know what? I want to talk about this topic because when we get to the state or the point in our lives where we are considered adults, doing adult things, working adult jobs, taking care of adult bills, taking care of issues that adults have to take care of, from time to time, we forget or we just stop dreaming. We forget about those things that drove us as young people, as youth, things that drove us to want to be the next millionaire, billionaire, or the next astronaut, the next teacher, the next accountant, the next world best attorney, the next best engineer. We stop thinking about the kind of things that propel us to achieve our dreams. And you know what happens? Sometimes we don't achieve our dreams because life happens or because we feel like, well, you know what? I just can't do it right now. We have excuses as to why we haven't achieved those dreams that we dreamt of so many years ago. To be that next chef, to be or run your own business. Have you ever stopped and just taken a moment to reflect back on that dream you had years ago? Well, I want to talk about that today. I do. I want to talk about that today. And one of the things that I want to share and talk about, and some of this you may have already heard, but I think we all forget. We forget to just stop, relax, breathe, turn the television off, turn off your Facebook, turn off your turn the phone off, and just think about where we are today. Think about, are there other things that you could possibly be achieving for yourself and your family? And sometimes we're so busy with the busyness of life that we don't take time to do that. And some of the people that you know, some of the best speakers in the world, some of the movie stars, some of the best entertainers in the world, they have to stop and reflect on what it is they truly want and how they're going to achieve it. But I want to share with you some of the reasons why we stop dreaming and some of the things that stop us from achieving our dreams. As you know, some of you may have heard of Abraham Maslow, and I know some of my listeners that are listening, you've actually studied about Abraham Maslow. Well, you know, he is a very famous psychologist. He was great in his field. And he said that until you take care of your lower needs, you'll never be able to fulfill your higher needs. Let me say that again. Until you take care of your lower needs, you will never be able to fulfill your higher needs. And the reason most people never fulfill their dreams is because their basic human needs are never met. the basic human needs are never met. And I am going to just go through these needs, because whether you have thought about this or not, these 10 needs will supersede any dream that you might have. Now, don't get me wrong. People have been able to achieve some of their dreams and some of their aspirations against the odds. There are so many people who have achieved against the odds. But I'm going to go through these. And if any of them, or one or two of them, resonate with you, that could very well be a reason why you haven't achieved your goals or your dreams, why you haven't achieved your dreams. And when we come back from this short break, I am going to share with you some of the reasons that we don't achieve our dreams right here on the Marketing Pulpit.
You're listening to Johnny Lee with the PeaceAtWork.org organization and the E-Panic Button. And we're here with Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
That's right. Thank you so much for joining me right here on the Marketing Pulpit, where we are talking about the topic, what's stopping you from achieving your dreams? Why have you not achieved the dreams that you thought about years ago? Things that you really wanted to do. You wanted to be that artist. You wanted to have your own gallery. You wanted to have your own store. You wanted to have your own business. You wanted to be that awesome consultant for children. You wanted, you just wanted to be a wonderful athlete or coach. Well, what's stopping you from achieving your dreams? Well, some of the things that I'm going to share with you right now may be some of the reasons that you haven't achieved your dream. As I mentioned before the break, Abraham Maslow has said that until you take care of your lower needs, you'll never be able to fill your higher needs. Well, one of those needs is food and water. One of those needs is food and water. Your body is always in survival mode, always, constantly thinking about food, water, when it's going to eat, when is the next meal, when I'm thirsty, and if you have not taken care of the need for food and water, if you find yourself trying to figure out where's my next meal coming from, how am I going to get the money to pay for my next meal? It could very well be stopping you from achieving your dream. Also, clothing and shelter. Are you concerned about where you're going to sleep? What if you didn't have to worry about that? Clothing and shelter. If you've lost your job, if you don't have enough money to meet your needs, those are things that can stop you from achieving your dreams. And sleep. Number three. And I know you may not believe this, but sleep, you can't really live without enough sleep. You'd be deprived. But you know, when we get in our busyness mode, we think that sleep is a waste of time, but your body needs to sleep. And if you continuously go without it, your body starts to shut down. It does. You don't think straight. You don't think clearly. You don't process rationally. You make impulsive decisions. You become irritable, and your body needs its sleep. Are you getting enough sleep? If you're not, you may be preventing yourself from achieving your dreams. Number four, to love and be loved. We all want to be loved. We need to be loved. And if you find yourself in a situation where you don't feel like anybody loves you or cares about you at all, it could be an issue. But listen, not only is receiving love important, but giving love, your ability to give love and to feel fulfilled, that need isn't met, it could be preventing you from achieving your dreams. Another thing, to be held and to be touched. Do you know how important it is to be held and to be touched? I know sometimes we underestimate it, but to be held and to be touched by someone who cares is important. One of the first things doctors do when baby's born is to put the baby in the mommy's arms, because babies need to be held. They do. And children, if a child was never touched or never held, the probability of that child just not being able to survive is very great. Being held and touched is crucial to the survival of children. Are you getting hugs? You know, scientists suggest that we need at least 5 hugs a day. At least 5. Are you getting 5 hugs at least a day? Think about it. What's stopping you from achieving your dreams? Are your basic needs being met? Another one that you probably may not have thought about, but acknowledging your pain. Acknowledging pain. Lots of times we experience pain, we experience heartache, we experience heartbreak, we experience feeling depressed, sad, empty, lonely, confused, lost. Well, your body remembers those traumas and traumatic experiences that have taken place in your life. And if you don't acknowledge those traumas or those pains, if you don't find some way to release those emotions and feelings, you can become stuck. And sometimes you may not be able to do it by yourself. You may need help getting past those pains and those dark places. You may have to reach out for help. But if that need is not met, you may be preventing yourself from achieving your dreams. I know. These are powerful things that I really want you, my listeners, to think about. Because I want you to be successful and to achieve dreams that you may have stopped thinking about. You may have just stopped thinking about them. Another thing that can prevent you from achieving your dream is being needed, feeling needed. Do you feel needed? Do you feel that you're needed at work, at home? Does anybody need you? Do you have a reason to get up in the mornings? Are you surrounding yourself by the right group of people? Because guess what? In this world, it's hard to achieve your dreams alone. We need people, even if it's just people to be our clients or to support what we're doing. Do you feel needed? Does someone need you? Family, children, brother, sister? If you feel you're not needed, it could be stopping you from achieving your dream. And these are powerful, they really are powerful areas in our lives. And sometimes we really don't stop and reflect and think on, hey, why haven't I achieved my dream? What has stopped me all these years? What has stopped you all these years from achieving your dreams? These are questions we need to think about. And when we come back, I am going to finish this list of things that could be preventing you from achieving your dream right here on the Marketing Pulpit. And I just want to say thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening right here on the Marketing Pulpit.
What's going on, people? It's your boy, Zay Lee, Reflect Nation, stand up. And you are listening to Sharon Bennett on the Marketing Pulpit.
It's hard to see yourself when you're looking at someone else. You're so beautiful. You're so beautiful. Yeah. It's hard to see yourself when you're looking at someone else. You're so beautiful. You're so beautiful.
Oh, yeah, I really believe the words of that song, that you are beautiful. And you know what? If you listen to the words of that song really carefully, it says, you know what? It's hard to see yourself when you're looking at somebody else. You know, sometimes we're looking at what other people are doing, comparing ourselves to other people, so much so that we never become fulfilled, the best that we can be. So I'm sharing with you some things that could be stopping you from achieving your dreams. Basic needs that need to be met before you can achieve your dreams. What are some other things that could be preventing you from achieving your dreams? One is looking at other people. You're beautiful in and of yourself. Look within yourself as to the wonderful, positive things about yourself. And create a life of meaning for yourself. Create a life of meaning. Don't just aimlessly go through life. Wake up, do this, go home, go to bed. Wake up, go to work, go home, go to bed. Do you know your purpose? Discovering your purpose. And if you're constantly asking yourself, why am I here? Why am I here? It could be very well that you don't know the meaning or the purpose of your life. Your life. The more meaningful your life is, typically, the more joy you have. The more joy that you have. So realize that you are beautiful. You are here for a reason. What is that reason? Do you know that reason? Are you optimistic about life? Seeing the possibilities. Not pessimistic, always seeing the negative. But are you optimistic and see the positive things about your life? Yeah, you may not have all the resources right now to achieve your dream, but you're positive about the fact that it will happen. And seeing the importance of your dream. Do you see the importance of the life that you want to live? And the last thing that I am going to talk about is loving and trusting yourself. Do you love and trust yourself? That could be one of the reasons you're not achieving your dreams, because you don't trust yourself. You don't trust that you are awesome. You are an awesome creation, and that you have what it takes to get out there and be an integral part of society by offering your talents and your skills to the world, to your neighborhood, to your community, to your family. Do you trust yourself? Do you? And you know, one of the things that we do, all of us do it, we make excuses as to why we haven't achieved that dream, why we haven't started writing, why we didn't write that book, why we haven't become that consultant, why you haven't become that teacher, why you have not become that musician, the singer, why you haven't written that song. There are reasons we give excuses. And you know some of the excuses that we give? Have you said this to yourself? I'm not ready. I don't have enough education. I'm not qualified. There are so many more people out there more qualified than I am. I'm just not ready. Or maybe you said this one, it's just not the right time. The timing is just bad. The children are little, or I just don't have the time. I'm so busy doing, it's just not the right time yet. Or maybe you said this one, you know what, I'm just not good enough. I am not good enough to do it. And because I'm not good enough, I'm just not going to do it. Compare yourself to somebody else. Remember the song I just played, a snippet from a song on off of Daily's album? You're beautiful, but you can't see yourself if you're comparing yourself to somebody else. Or maybe if you use this one, oh, you know what, I'm just too old. I'm just too old to do it now. Or I'm too young. I'm just too young to do that. Using age as an excuse. Oh, yeah, I'm going to go through a list of these because you may have heard yourself say it. I don't have enough money. I just don't have the money. If I had the money, oh, I could do so many things. Or you may say, you know, most people don't succeed at that anyway. I've read statistics that say that most businesses don't succeed. They fail within the first year, two, three, and I know I'll fail, so I'm not even going to try. I'll just do what I'm doing. Excuses. Maybe I'm not meant to do it. Maybe it's not meant for me to do that because all these obstacles, maybe it's just not meant for me. Have you heard yourself say that? Or you may say, it's too hard. It takes too long. What if I do it wrong? People are going to laugh at me. Excuses. 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 So if you're making these excuses or if some of your basic needs aren't being met, that could be why you're not achieving your dream. You may be distracted, but guess what? If you always do what you've always done, you're going to always get what you've always gotten. Get what you want. Shoot for the moon. Go for it. Stop talking about it. Do it. Just do it. You know Nike has that slogan, just do it. Be about it. You can do it because you're beautiful and you have what it takes. If you can think about it, dream it, you can achieve it. So I just want to encourage you, go out there, make it happen. No more excuses. Just get out there and make it happen because you know what? You are beautiful. You're beautiful, and you can do it. And I want you to listen to this one more time right here on the Marketing
Podcast. It's hard to see yourself when you're looking at someone else. You're so beautiful. You're so beautiful. Yeah. It's hard to see yourself when you're looking at someone else. You're so beautiful. You're so beautiful.
Oh, yes, I love that. And you know what? My last word to you today is everybody comes in this world equipped to bring something positive to this world. You are equipped. You have what it takes to bring your special, unique thing to this world because you are special and you are unique. So my thing is to you, go out, make it happen. If it's to be the best homemaker, if it's to be the best mommy, if it's to be the best whatever it is, just make it happen for yourself. And my dad told me years ago when I was starting my business, he said, you know what, if you want to be successful, surround yourself by people who are smarter than you are. So get out there, find somebody who's smarter than you are that can help you achieve your dream. And I'm so glad that you decided to join me today. It has been a delight, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day achieving your dreams. This is Sharon right here on the Marketing Pulpit.